This is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson travels to Atlanta, Georgia this coming Saturday for their ACC opener against the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Now, the 2025 football campaign for our Clemson Tigers marks the 73rd season of membership in the Atlantic Coast Conference, dating back to the conference's first year of play in 1953. In its previous 72 seasons of ACC membership, Clemson has posted a 45-26-1 record in conference openers. Clemson has won 9 of the last 10 ACC openers. Clemson's 8-year winning streak in conference openers from 2015 through 2022 was Clemson's longest such streak in school history. Head coach Dabo Swinney has gone 11-5 in ACC openers at Clemson, with 4 of the 5 losses coming on the road. Clemson's ACC openers have been disproportionately been played on the road in recent years, including this year. Clemson has opened 11 of the last 14 years in conference openers on the road away from Memorial Stadium. Kickoff time, 12 noon in Atlanta. We'll start all the coverage at 9 a.m. Saturday. As always, go Tigers!
Walter Tulip Road Rage, we are back. I just want to reiterate and again state my appreciation for all of you who have contributed all day long. It's been amazing. The phone lines, the text line, just on fire. And we're 24 years later. And it just proves that we're all right-thinking people. I mean, that's what it proves. And I appreciate. And, you know, the other thing, Ramona, that always amazes me is the mix of ages. You know, many people have written and spoken up today who were not alive when 9/11 occurred,
right,
24 years ago, and that's to their credit. That's younger people who understand the history, and a number of those people were teachers, Ramona, which is even better. You know, that's good for all of us. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Hey, listen. Voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. There's only one best, people. Right? There's not three best. There's only one best. Roto-Rooter's been voted the best plumber of the upstate the last 2 years. Why? Well, because they're great at what they do. They've saved me. They've saved Ramona. They've saved many of you. I have endless stories from all of you about Roto-Rooter and what they've meant to you. They are your most trusted local plumber. That's obvious. Over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in the business. Clemson alumni, same family have owned the franchise for all that time. open 24/7, 365. That means that, you know, you don't get to pick and choose your plumbing emergencies. They choose you. When you have a plumbing emergency, you know, there's a good chance it's not going to come during 3 to 7. And so you're not going to be able to call me and say, hey, Walt, what was that Roto-Rooter number? Because Walt's not going to be here. All right? So, you know, when your plumbing emergency happens at 11 p.m., you're going to be screwed unless you have this number. You have this number, a live human being is going to answer your call and direct help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing, full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. Get this, it's all plumbing. It's all they do. They're masters of their craft. It's plumbing. They are the best, and it's all of you have said it. Again, voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. That's it. All right, so here's the only other thing you need, the number. And put this on your refrigerator, because like I said, Walt's not here 24 hours a day. 695-864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Rotorooter.com. Tell them I sent you. Trust me, you'll thank me later. My good friend Michael. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
I'm doing good, Walt.
Thank you for getting in, Michael, as always.
Oh, yes, no problem. I'm on 9/11. I was in my first year of college. And just got there for a morning class. You know, the teacher was getting ready to go to a syllabus, and all of a sudden we get a knock at the classroom door. This lady, she runs in hysterical. She's crying, said a plane just flew into the tower. And we're just looking around like it has to be some type of joke or something. And so all the, at this point in time, you know, people's phones are going off about, you know, a plane just flew into a tower. So, you know, at this time, we're all hysterical because at the time, we don't know where the next plane is going to hit. I mean, nobody knew. So the whole campus was in uproar. And it put fear into you because you didn't know if you were a target or not. Because yeah. Nobody knew what was on these people's mind or their agenda. And it brings everything to reality because you don't know why or the reason. Innocent people lost their lives because of foolishness. Because they don't believe in what you believe in, doesn't mean you have to take innocent people's lives. And I'll never forget that day, Walt.
Yeah, it was, you know, Mike, I remember just standing there like, I was like almost in shock. I mean, I was watching this and I remember tears on my face. I remember I was just enraged. I mean, I was like out of my mind. I had so many like conflicting emotions that at the same time, like, you know, that I was, like I said, I think I was almost like in shock watching this. I had never seen anything like this on American soil. You know, I obviously, we know about the history but you know, for me, I had never seen it. And this was, on mainland USA, this was something the likes of which I had never seen. And I just couldn't believe, I mean, I was just in a state of disbelief. Like I said, when that first plane hit, I don't know if it was I wanted to think this was an accident or I believed it was an accident. I mean, it's like your mind's trying to compute all these different things, and you're hearing what the announcers are saying and what they're speculating on, and you're trying to digest it all, and you're wondering, can this really be an accident? And then you want to think, well, you know, look, these are twin towers, and maybe something went wrong with that aircraft, and it's conceivable that you know that this could happen by accident. And then, you know, I think it was 17 minutes later, The other plane went into the other tower, and at that point you knew that it was a terrorist attack, and that that everything that we stood for, everything that we believed in, the very symbol of who we are as a people, was destroyed right before our eyes, as well as all of the lives lost.
Yeah, and it's sad that it takes events like 9/11 or hurricanes, you know, storms to bring the people together as one.
Yep.
If we all do that yearly on a daily basis, this would be a great place to live.
100%, Michael.
Treat everybody with respect.
Yep, 100%.
Love, kindness. Yep. It goes a long way.
Yep, break bread with others, you know, talk, share ideas, and then we don't have this hatred, and we don't have this unknown or this fear of other people who don't share our ideas and that type of thing. You're all over it, Michael, as usual. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you all.
Yeah. You know, another great call. You know, it's amazing. Every year we do this, we open this up to sports. I think 24 years later, there's been less sports discussed today than there has been on any...
I was thinking that during the break.
In 24 years of doing this, there has never been less sports discussed on this day than there has been today.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Which is pretty...
I agree.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing in itself. All right. 17 years ago, we put this clip together, and we've been playing it on this day multiple times ever since. People have asked us to replay it, and we always play it multiple times, as I said. This... We can talk about this all day. There is nothing that brings it home like the 6 minutes or so you're about to hear. It's ghostly in terms of the impact that these voices from the past, these heroic people of every type, every creed, every color, every denomination, all of these heroic people, you're going to hear right now.
You have 44 unheard messages. First message.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, my God. The next building
is another one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We thought it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Gather myself around.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Light the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
Not yours, they are my own, and I never broken.
A free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
I will pray.
Really don't know.
I will get down on my knees.
And this.
I will pray.
madness will end. But I do know that God is speaking.
My hands are small, I know.
I have to believe that in my heart. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
Y'all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. You have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
She said, tell my children that I love them, baby. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
You're about to be another river of blood running under my
to me, you'll never stand alone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I'm coming to you guys on the phones in 1 minute. Let me. I want to mention this. I saw this earlier, and I wrote above this. Still many good people in the world. Here's some love, Clemson style. Clemson life meets Greek life. Be loud and proud, Tigers. This is good stuff. And you can find that on my Twitter feed. You want 2 minutes to make you feel a lot better? These 2 minutes will do it. I promise you. That's on my Twitter feed. You can find it there. And that's at Deptula Has Rage, if you want to know. Let me get to the phones. Oh, before I do, let me just take care of a little bit of business. I'm running way behind. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, so much more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. I have a live play for today. My live play for today in the game tonight, people are asking me about that game. I don't have a strong feeling about the game other than I'm interested in it. I think both teams are contending teams. I think both teams have MVP caliber quarterbacks. I think it should be a great duel between Love and Daniels. I also think the defenses are pretty good. And look, I think sometimes one guy can change a team's fortunes. And I think Green Bay might have that dude. We'll see. I mean, actually, you know, he's why I don't love Daniels' rushing yards. I normally do, but I don't love him in this game for that reason. But here's what I took. This is the only play I have on it so far, and this was with a 75% boost. I don't know if you can still get that or not. I have no idea. But I played this early today with the 75% boost, and I took Brandon McManus, the Green Bay kicker, to go higher than 1.5 field goals. I took Austin Eckler to go higher than 20.5 rushing yards, and I took Dontavian Wicks to go higher than 20.5 receiving yards. I think he might be able to get that on one catch, and that's a $50 entry for me. If I were to hit it, and I played it straight, it would pay $503 in large part because of that 75% boost, which you almost never see. So if that's still available to you, take advantage of that if it is. And it might well be, probably is still available. So check that out. It's all on Underdog. There is no place like Underdog, trust me. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. To the phones. It's Joe, George Tech, Steve, and Clark, I think. Joe, good to have you.
I'm going to save my anti-Vandy stuff for tomorrow. The nerds in Nashville getting a little, you know, too uppity up there. You know, we got to beat them down like we did the Hokies. Well, I will say the NC State. I watched the NC State Virginia game, and I was really impressed with both quarterbacks. I thought, you know, both played well.
Yeah.
I think Virginia has a guy. I like this Baylor kid at NC State. I think he plays tonight.
Yep. And Virginia probably should have won that game. They had over 500 yards offense. I think they outgained NC State by well over 100 yards.
And that running back, I think he's from North Carolina Central. He played well.
Yeah.
He played really well. Army beat Kansas State, by the way.
Yes.
They did it.
Yeah, I knew they would. I really did. I knew that. I thought that was the most ridiculous line of the season, that Kansas State could be a 17.5-point favorite over Army. I kept saying, I don't know how. I said, Army has a great chance to win the game. It's just stupid. Kansas State's not any good, and they're dumb.
And we won't talk about 2 weeks ago, but going forward, we're going to go to a bowl game. We'll be all right. Yesterday was obviously rough, and today I was going through social media, I like to obviously look through 9/11 different tributes. Yeah. And you see all these college kids running up and down steps, and a lot of them are signed up in the ROTC programs, and they're remembering the sacrifice. You know, what happened yesterday was a disgrace, and I don't care your politics. I don't care who you voted for. It was a disgrace. You know, last time I checked, we live in a free country, and it should be treated as a free country. Americans sacrifice for each other again and again and again. When those towers were on fire, people went up stairs. We have the bandana man. We have somebody that really tried to take over, you know, back the plane. The first casualty of 9/11 was somebody on an aircraft going after the hijackers. And then I watched the this sermon by the first priest that died in 9/11. That spirit needs to continue. If we're going to stay together as a country, we need to continue that spirit of sacrifice. I talk with a lot of vets. I work with a lot of vets. The generation that signed up after 9/11 went on multiple deployments, multiple ones.
That's right.
And one of them was a good story. He was with the Special Forces when they went into Afghanistan the first time. And he said, you know, I worked with these guys with beards. I called them secret squirrels. But we were ready to get them, man. We were, yeah. We saw the towers come down. We were ready to get them. They all had patches on their shoulders. My point is that we sacrifice together. We can't divide together. Because when those terrorists come over here and they come after us, they're not looking for Republican or Democrat. They're looking for Americans.
That's true.
We need to start acting like Americans. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a good job. You know, again, Ramona, you could hear it in his voice as we have all day. All day. Yep, 100%. All right, Georgia Tech Stephen Clark, I'm coming right to you. Before I do, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Yeah, man, I could use some Moretti's right now, I swear. And probably a couple of beers, too. Hey, listen, if you haven't been to Moretti's, there's no place like it. It's Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. You don't have to drive 12 hours to Western New York to get it. It's right here. Their pizza's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. It's just a perfect crust. I loved it. I had the Greek pizza. It was unbelievable. Whatever your choice is, so many options. The Buffalo wings are to die for. Taste test proven better than the wings in actual Buffalo. All original recipes. The original owner was from Buffalo. And now Jeff and Luke own it. And they've taken over once Clemson, once South Carolina. Father-son business. And they're doing it the right way. And they've been up to Buffalo as well just for those taste tests. Have you ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not. It's roast beef that's slow cooked for 8 hours. It's sliced thin and piled high on a cumberweck bun, served with au jus and horseradish sauce on the side. It's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, the fish fry Fridays, which are wildly popular, so much more. And yes, a full bar and a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are basically divided. Sports fans, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum while you're there. A Little John Coliseum table, I should say, while you're there. It's incredible. But, you know, if you're a sports fan, they've got you covered. High definition, big high definition monitors everywhere. One wall is nothing but high definition monitors. They're showing every Clemson game. They're showing all the NFL games. It's Moretti's. They have it all. And they'll put it on whatever you want. I mean, if you're a fan of a particular team, they've got a monitor for you. Get to Moretti's. 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. The food's unbelievable. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And you know, I know Illini Jane and several other people keep going for this Mama's Italian beef sandwich. I've not had that yet. That's on my list. That's on my list of things to try. All right, let me get to the phones. And Georgia Tech Steve. Steve, how are you, Steve? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you doing today?
Good, Steve.
Thanks
thank
for,
you.
Bringing off another great tribute to 9/11 and reminding us of our history.
Thank you. Thanks,
those voice messages that you left here about 20 minutes ago were just astonishing. I don't know where you got those. I don't know how you were able to acquire that, but they were just heart wrenching is what they were. I got to tell you that about 3-4 months after 9/11, I was in New York, and thing that I wanted to see more than anything was that site where the towers were. And Walt, when I got there, it was indescribable. It was like the earth had just split wide open. I looked down into that hole. It had to be at least 200 feet. I felt like I was staring into the Grand Canyon. I don't know if it was caused by the collapse of the building or if they had just been intentionally excavating in order to get to the original foundation, but it was the most amazing sight that I've ever seen that had been caused by intentional destruction. Unbelievable the size of that hole. And then I was back 3 years later and saw the new building, and which is just truly magnificent. It really is. And those are the thoughts that come into my mind when I think about this horrible day. And the remembrances that I had of it, the sight of that wreckage is incomprehensible, and that's all I had to say.
Yeah.
About that matter. Pulling for the Redskins tonight, Walt. Not the Washington Commodes, but the Washington Redskins. And if you don't mind sharing with me, I missed your commentary on Tech. How do you feel this game's going to shape up this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. Until I see Clemson take another step forward and Cade sort of regain his confidence, and I guess that could come any week. But until I see that, I think it's a really competitive game. I talked at length yesterday about all the things Georgia Tech does offensively, and I'll reiterate some of that stuff tomorrow. Haynes King is a maestro running this offense. If he's healthy, he'll take every snap. It won't be a two quarterback thing. Philo has talent as a passer, but he's simply not ready. Even against Gardner Webb, he struggled at the beginning of the game with some awful throws and some awful decisions. He's simply not ready. His pre-snap reads aren't good. Haynes King is just a maestro running this offense. And so, if Haynes King is healthy, he's going to take every snap, and he's a dangerous player. I mean, he's just so good at running all the elements of this offense, and he's such a dynamic runner, that I think it presents problems. I really believe that the keys to the game, from a Georgia Tech standpoint, it's going to be control of first down. From a Clemson defensive standpoint, it's going to be their defensive control of Georgia Tech's first down. Because Georgia Tech is a team that will dink and dunk you, and then they'll take shots. They have explosive athletes, but they want to control the game. They want to control the possessions. They want to control the clock. This is what they want to do. And if you allow them to do that on first down, if first down is a productive down for them, you can't beat them. That's what it comes down to. From a Clemson standpoint, Clemson's going to have to be really good about converting third and fourth downs for the exact same reason. Clemson's got to maintain possession of the ball. The Tigers have to string first downs together if they intend on winning this game, because the last thing you can afford to have happen is Georgia Tech control the clock, control the possessions, shorten the game, and then, God bless you, and then you're punting back to them. You know? And so I think that's really where the game is going to be won and lost, and we're going to talk at length about all those elements more tomorrow.
Thank you, Walt.
Yep,
thank you very
Steve.
Much.
Thank you. But I think that's what it is going to come down to. I think it comes down to those type of elements. I think from a Clemson defensive standpoint, Clemson has to limit Georgia Tech on first down. If Georgia Tech is playing from second and five, you have major, major problems. And they show you so much. They put so much on your preparation plate. They test your eye discipline to an extraordinary level. And I'm a little concerned about that element with what I've seen from this team. They're also going to test Sammy Brown in ways that Sammy has not yet been tested this year. I'll get into more of the details of that tomorrow as well. We all have 4 hours to talk college football tomorrow. Clark and Jake, I'm coming right to you. Don't move. You guys are going to wrap up today's show, and there's still a little bit of time for you if you want to join them. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. Jake Wilson, his dad started the company 15 years ago. Jake runs it now. You're working with a locally family-owned company. I've been in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? Well, for two reasons. One, their people, and two, the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and the longevity of any floor coating job is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't have the dust. It's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their insane gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. They've been, trust me when I tell you this, lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your home. They're simply the best. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, Our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join us this Friday night for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This Friday night takes us to Pendleton High School, where the Bulldogs face off with the Powdersville Patriots in what's become a fun, heated rivalry over the past few years. Join us every Friday night this fall, live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dipchula, Road Rage. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk in depth about Georgia Tech's talent level, their weaknesses, where Clemson can perhaps attack Georgia Tech. We'll talk about the whole nine yards. We also obviously have a million games to get to for college football, for the National Football League. We haven't touched on anything in our contest as yet. We need to go over that. So all that's coming your way tomorrow. It is Clark and Jay coming your way in 1 second. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want a great dinner with friends, they're open every day. Basically, they're always open. You can go twice. You can go for lunch, come back for dinner. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich, the smoked ribs, the honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, the golden fried chicken tenders, Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce, hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers, fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. That's my personal favorite category. The strawberry shortcake. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduations, celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. That's 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. I promise you will thank me later. All right, to the phones. It is Clark and then Jake. Clark, good to have you, Clark. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, good evening, Walt. I normally cut up a lot, Walt, but today, you know, it's kind of a sacred day for me. Yeah. I'm 54, so 30 years. When I was 30 years old, I was living in Augusta, Georgia. And I was working at Savannah River Plant, which I don't know if you know much about it. They used to make the weapons-grade plutonium.
Yeah.
For the warheads. But anyway, when the trade towers got hit, they kind of shut everything down with us that day. And I remember that probably 3 or 4 hours after that, there were fighter planes that patrolled all day long. And for the next 2 months, they patrolled around our plant that could potentially, you know, they're worried about an attack, you know, at the government facility. So anyway, but every time I see a fighter plane, it takes me back to that day. And just want to send my prayers to the families, because, you know, even though it was 24 years ago, we never forget. And the thing that happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it's kind of the same sense come across me yesterday as it did when that happened 24 years ago. And that you can attack somebody for senseless, you know, it's, our world's very evil, and it's really sad that we have to. And I pray every day for my kids that go to school. I worry about my kids every day when they go to school, because that's something that's happening. It just happens in schools more than anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And but from away from that, I just want to say thank y'all for all y'all do. And from the time I get up on my commute every day at 5 o'clock, I wait on Mickey to come on, and from the time you go off at 7 o'clock, I'm constantly listening to you guys.
Well, thank you, Clark.
And I love the positive energy you give everybody, because I feel like I'm a part of this radio program every day, because it gets my mind off of things with you guys. But anyway, thank y'all. Love y'all.
Thank you, Clark.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Clark. Very kind of you. Thank you for everybody. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Jake, I'll come right to you in a second. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs. They help Ramona every 10 years. They've been helping people, Ramona, for 90 years. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair, they do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF, Master Elite certified. That gives you the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. gilstrapproofing.com. I promise. Tell him we sent you. I promise he'll thank me later when you deal with Gilstrap. Ramona, just out of curiosity, were you able to secure the end?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jake, how are you, Jake? Good to have you.
I'm absolutely fantastic. Well, thanks for letting me on.
Absolutely, Jake. Thank you.
I'm going to paint you a picture really fast.
Yeah, you good.
All the thoughts and prayers to everyone that dealt with the 9/11. Back then, I was actually doing pretty good at my job working for ADT, and I'll try and be as fast as I can with the story. My boss at the time, he said, "I got you something." He said, "We're gonna celebrate." And I'm like, "What's going on?" He says, "The owner and his partner and you and I were going to Chateau Alliance." And I said, "Wow, that's great." Like, to be totally honest, I really didn't know what it was and didn't care.
It sounded good.
It sounded great, whatever. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I really didn't know.
Right.
But when he said, "Are you excited?" or whatever, he's like, "You'll play golf, you know, this, that, and the other," I thought of one person. I said, "Man, can I let my dad go?" He said, "Jack," oops. He said, "I tell you what," he said, "take your dad, and you go with him, the owner, and his partner." I said, "Okay." I called my dad and let him know, and he said, "That's great, son." He says, "Who's listening right now?" He says, "I'll drive and get us breakfast." I said, "Awesome." Long story short, get it on down the road. I think we ate, like, Hardee's or something like that, and then we got there, and we're in the clubhouse, and we're just looking through hats and whatnot. Somebody runs in there and says, "Put it on channel whatever, put it on channel whatever, the right. Twin Tower's been hit." Everybody's just focusing in on the TV. He turns it to the channel, and you saw the next one hit. Boom. Silence. And then my dad says, "Son, you'll never forget this day the rest of your life."
Yeah.
Turns out the owner came in next. He's all been out of shape. He says, we've got partners on planes. We've got to go. You and your dad, just whatever you want to do is fine." So we made the decision, you know, it might not be the best one, but let's just stay. Let's just golf. And we had that place all to ourselves
like, you know, it's my turn, I'll buy lunch. We ate. It was great. And got there to check out, and I whipped my card out. And she said, we can't take any cards because all the credit cards are down. So my dad had to whip out, you know, King Pop. Here he goes. Yeah, cash is king. He had us.
Well, that's, yeah, that's good at preventing you from washing dishes.
Yeah. Yep. Or dodging, but, you know, no, we wouldn't have did that, but that was, I had to share that.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, Jake. Good speaking with you. Thank you. You know, I just wanted to say again, and Ramona, what's the time on that? Like 2.5, 3?
2.5.
Okay. You know, I just wanted you all to know how much I appreciate all of you and your amazing contributions to the show every year. Today, in some ways, might have been the most amazing of all. And it's thanks to all of you. And I appreciate all of you who took the time to share your memories. And because I think it's important that we do relive this every year, that we recount the history, especially for those who haven't heard it, and for all of us, because, you know, we seem to slip away when we come together when travesty hits, and then we lose our way. In any case, I'm done for today. Spent. We're going to take you out with this, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
Week 2 opening tonight in Green Bay. The Packers hosting the Commanders in a matchup of two playoff teams in the NFC from last season. Pack will be down a couple starting offensive linemen tonight. Right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks both inactive. Star edge rusher Micah Parsons was questionable, but is good to go. Corner Nate Hobbs. is also active this evening. Meanwhile, Niners are preparing to be without quarterback Brock Purdy in week two, is dealing with toe and left shoulder injuries that he suffered in Sunday's win against the Seahawks. With San Fran bracing for him to miss a few weeks, ESPN Radio.